I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. A federal appeals court has reversed a decision by immigration authorities in the case of a Connecticut man facing deportation and has ordered the Board of Immigration Appeals to respect the state's pardons. Richard Marvin Thompson was brought legally to Connecticut from Jamaica by his father. He was 14 at the time and lived here as a permanent resident. When he was 18, he got into a fight and was convicted of second-degree assault. 11 years later, ICE decided to deport him. But in 2017, the state granted Thompson a full, absolute, and unconditional pardon for the crime. Still, he remains in ICE detention. The government argued that because Connecticut's pardons come from a board of pardons and paroles rather than directly from the governor, they weren't valid. In its ruling, the court disagreed. Here's Thompson's lawyer, Gregory Romanofsky.
They found a blatant legal error. And they said, we're going to vacate that decision. The court did not order his release. The court simply said, you, the Board of Immigration Appeals, need to look at the case again because you made a legal error.
Richard Marvin Thompson, now 37 years old, has spent 5 of the last 7 years in ICE detention. His fiance and 2 children live in Bridgeport. He's spoken with Morning Edition several times from inside the Etowah County Detention Center in Alabama. We talked again after this ruling, and I asked him how he was feeling.
Man, Diane, that's a good question. You know, when I got the decision, I was happy. Honestly, I think everybody else is more happier than me. I think the word for it right now, if you're asking me right now how I feel, I would say impassive. I don't know what to feel. I'm thinking maybe because I've been in here too long, so I don't think it hit me as, you know, I don't think it's going to hit me until I'm through those gates.
Can you describe what conditions have been like at Etowah in the past few weeks?
It's the same. It's just the only changes, they had 2 units here, a unit 10 and a unit 9. So with the COVID-19, I guess they tried to get 3 units, 2 for quarantine and 1 for intake, you know, so they had to bunch unit 10 and unit 9 together. And what they do is they let us out on levels. So top tier comes out first and they come out for about 2 hours and then they lock in. You know, that's what they consider social distancing.
You say your time in detention has been rough. Can you talk more about that?
Well, it's been rough emotionally, you know, because I just want you to imagine being in a situation like this where this is worse than being in jail where you have to do a criminal time because you don't have a time set and you're facing a life-altering situation where you're going to be basically cast back into a country where you have no commonalities or anything, you know, because some of us here came here when we, you know, 5 years old or even younger. So, you know, being here, it's been rough and not knowing what route the court is going to take in my case.
Well, we will be watching. Thanks for talking this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate you, you know, giving me the chance to tell my story, Diane.